Hi, this is Mark and welcome. Today we're talking about List Recorder, a new iOS application for use on the iPhone or the iPod Touch. As the name implies, this application allows you to make lists. However, what makes it so unique is that not only can you use a standard text-based interface, that is to say with a virtual keyboard or a standard Bluetooth keyboard, but you can also interact with the application using merely hand gestures.
And the initial cost for the application is in the US store, 99 cents.
With me today is Mr. Eric Caron, a high school guidance counselor who has turned using List Recorder into an art form. And I'm just delighted to have him here. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
So, Eric, tell us about you, your job, and how you use List Recorder.
Great. Okay, well, my job here in Vermont is that of a school counselor. A lot of people know that as guidance counselor. Okay. And I work in a fairly large high school. So what happens is that in my work, I move around the school quite a bit, or I might be in my office with one student doing something on the computer and somebody else walks in and wants something from me. So I need to be able to remember many, many things and many different kinds of things quickly and put them in the right places so that when I have a moment later on, I can get back to it.
So you need to be able to take notes on the fly.
Absolutely, on the fly, very fast, and keep them organized. And to do that, and that's the work piece. I will talk about the other part of my life as well. But at work, I've mainly relied on a device for the last 4 or 5 years. And it's similar to many of the devices. Actually, on my desk right now, I've got an Olympus recorder. I have a Victor Reader Stream. I have a Milestone 312. And I have my iPhone with List Recorder. And the Milestone 312 was my main work device until this came out.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, everything you're describing is hardware-based, but I want everyone listening to the show to be aware that List Recorder is a software application that is installed on an iOS device.
Exactly, because the hardware device, sorry, just wake up my machine here.
It's all right, it's okay.
Okay, my hardware device had a couple of weaknesses as well. It had the one strength that it could record quickly and in an organized way.
Okay.
The negative side was that it mechanically was not reliable. It broke down quite a bit and left me in the lurch. And the other problem was the initial cost of buying it was, you know, approaching the cost of a laptop computer. So then when List Recorder came around, it was kind of hard for me because I purchased the Milestone, you know, and then like 2 weeks later, List Recorder showed up.
Okay.
And I was like, wait a minute, that's like, doesn't cost me anything for this. And I think it's going to do exactly what I need for my work and to be organized quickly. And then my Milestone, my new one, had to go in for repairs immediately. And I had left only the List Recorder. So I started to use it immediately as my main device for filling those needs that we described. And I was so pleased because for you know, a fraction, I mean, the tiniest of costs compared to the hardware device, it was meeting my needs at work.
Yeah, it's amazing. For about the cost of two lattes at Starbucks, give or take, right? Isn't that about $8?
Absolutely. Because, you know, I know what I paid for. It was when it first came out, you know, it may change, you know, either way.
Right.
But, you know, it wasn't expensive at all. Mm-hmm. And I immediately upgraded. And what was nice is that very shortly after I upgraded, I had made a few notes about some things I wish worked differently on it. And then there was an upgrade and many of those things were immediately fixed. So this is a dynamic application in that it's not just standing still.
Oh no, the developer is very responsive. In fact, I can tell you that of the hundreds and hundreds of applications I've downloaded, I've never seen any developer respond more quickly and with more enthusiasm than the developers of List Recorder.
But I really haven't told you how it really works for me, like why it is so powerful.
Well, let's talk about that.
Like I was saying earlier, if I'm walking down the hallway and a teacher grabs me and says, oh, I'm really worried about this student, and can I meet with you, you know, this afternoon? I'll say, well, I'll call you back or I'll email you. Let me check my calendar. I have to remember now when I get back to my office to do that.
To check your calendar. That's right. Yeah.
And email the person back.
That's right.
Well, but between the time I got that message from that teacher as I was walking down the hall and I actually get down to my office, I will probably encounter 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 other people. No kidding. And some of them have other requests of me as I go. So when I get back to my office, I will have already made those messages. The person will have said that. I'll walk away. I'll quickly turn on my phone, quickly get to the record function. I'm already going to be placed in my work folder because that's where I leave it when I'm at work. And boom, another message is there. Get back to my office, I can go through those 2, 3, 4 messages, not forget a thing.
Man, that's fantastic.
I have a pretty good reputation at work for never forgetting anything. This is my secret.
This is a secret that anybody wants to know. Yeah, exactly.
I want to make it clear to everybody that you are a blind user of the iPhone, and you're using the iPhone with VoiceOver, Apple's software screen reading solution for the blind and low vision, in conjunction with List Recorder. Now, having said that, tell me, on a typical day, how will you actually use the application? Is your phone usually on? Is it off?
My phone will probably be off.
Okay.
So I will click the on button.
Okay.
And it will say double tap, you know, or slide. I'll double tap.
To open, right. Mm-hmm.
It's all about speed. So I'm double tapping. Boom. I'm in. I keep List Recorder. This is important. In the bottom left of my dock.
Okay, so this is a core app for you. This is like in the you know, final four, as it were. This is in the bottom. That's important. Okay.
Absolutely. And if it's not running, I will double tap on that. Now, if I left it running, which a lot of times I do at work, I don't even have to do that, because when I turn the phone on, it's already waiting for me to make my recording.
Wow. Oh, that's a nice feature. So if it's on when the phone, that's great. If the application's running when the phone is shut down, it's right there when it comes up. That's nice.
Absolutely. So then I usually use the tilt function. Because there's more than one way to do things on this app. If you like to use the motions that are built in, you can do that. If you want to use the buttons, you can do that. Or I use a combination of those, whichever's faster for me.
You know, Eric, this is a very good point to note. And that is, one can certainly use standard input methods, which is a typing on the virtual keyboard or a hardware keyboard. But one can also use a very fun, efficient, and I believe intuitive set of hand gestures to interface with List Recorder.
Exactly. And luckily for me, the gesture I always get right is tilting to the right. I don't know why. Okay. And that's need the most. So it's like, yes, that's great. I never mess that one up. I tilt to the right. It will say insert. You'll hear it. Well, it'll say editing on, and you'll hear it say insert. I tap there. It says record. I tap there. I do it very quickly. And then I hear that it say pause, because it's on the pause button. And then I hear a musical tone. And all this is very, very fast. And you can actually adjust how fast some of this happens. I have it adjusted to go quickly in the settings. And then I'm recording. And then I either use the backup gesture or I tilt left and I'm out of the recording. And it's as simple as that. It's very, very fast. And of course, after a while, you're so used to doing it, you don't even think about it.
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting what you're saying here, Eric. And a lot of us, I'm sure a lot of people, voiceover users especially, you know, we listen to the descriptions of applications. They sound really, really good. And then in practice, however, by the time you get to when you can actually use the app versus setting it up, you've wasted more time than it would have been. So the nice thing about List Recorder is it's efficient.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, and also in List Recorder, you can move one item from one list to another, or nest list, that is to say list within list. Some people might think of it as folders within folders.
I should point out here, by the way, that no other device on my table can do that easily. And none of them, one of them, the Milestone, can do it, but not on the fly. You have to do it with your computer, you know, hooked up to it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is the only device of all of them where I can create a folder inside a folder, or create a new folder of notes, basically, on the fly. That nobody else can touch it.
Yeah, that's really powerful. And you know, the neat thing is, it's not like one thing, one of the reasons why I wanted to interview you on this application is because, unlike, say, me, for example, you actually have experience with a lot of different list-taking applications and products. So this is good that you can actually make a fair comparison.
Some devices, like the Olympus, I mean, it really is meant to be a digital recorder. But if you want to move a recording, like I have a list of 5 things and you want to move it, it's doable. But it is really, really hard. If you want to do that in a Victor Reader Stream, I honestly don't know how to do it. The notes feature is very simple, and it's not meant for that kind of purpose. So it literally, it's not meant to do that. So there are very few devices that have the function to move at all. And this is the only one that I found is easy to do on the fly.
Eric, how does List Recorder compare to Voxy Recorder?
It's a very good app, but it doesn't do the same thing as List Recorder. They actually complement each other really well, in that Voxy Recorder's been around a long time, and I tried to get Voxy Recorder to do what List Recorder does, and it can't do it. But a lot of people that use Voxy Recorder might be sitting right now going, what do you mean it can't do it? I love my Voxy Recorder.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And you know what? I do too. I absolutely love Voxy Recorder for what I use it for, but it can't do what this one does. And here's the main difference that it's about that speed factor. One thing Voxy Recorder does very well is you can do an express note really fast. I used to keep Voxy Recorder right where I keep List Recorder now. Okay. And I could in, shake the phone, do an express note, and it would be recorded. The problem is it was recorded among a million other notes, and as to hear what you put in there, it just says express one, express two, express six, and there's no efficient, quick way to hear what those notes are. But List Recorder previews each message audibly, so you immediately know what it is. You can even set it up so that instead of a preview, it plays the whole message, which is what I do. So you're immediately able to access the messages you left on there. But with Voxy Recorder, you now, to make it useful, you have to start either creating categories, which is not the easiest, well, it's not the fastest thing to do.
Right, okay.
You can't put a category within a category, like you can, like, you know, a bunch of ones within work or that kind of thing. It can just be a category. And so the recordings you have are hard to know what they are, hard to put into categories, and it's a very slow process to select them and move them.
Let's talk about List Recorder support or documentation.
Before I bought it, I went to the website and I looked at all the tutorials there, and they were excellent. But when I opened up the application and found the help there, I was wondering why I had even gone to the website, because
it's great. That's good. Yeah. So because you know I've downloaded more than a couple hundred apps since I've had my iPhone, and I can tell you, you know, that a lot of them just have almost no, you have to go in there and learn it and experiment, you know, and it takes a while to get it. So it's nice to know that this application does have a lot of onboard help, as well as for those who may be more comfortable on the web, on their computers. It does have it on the website also.
The website's nice because you could check out some of the features or hear about it, but without even purchasing it. And that was what I did. But once I purchased it, not only did you have all the help, you know, right there under, you know, where it says get help, but the first list, it comes with recordings and text samples already there, and they are examples of how to use the phone.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You can't go wrong. You know what? You can never go wrong with something like that. That's great.
It's like, it is, the minute you open it up, it's like, here's how to use this, and let's get going. And it's wonderful.
I want to point out that some of the tutorials inside the application are actually self-voicing. What does this mean? Well, here's an example. Holding the phone in your hand, tilt it towards you, and the application will read off its menus in an audio voice. When it lands on an item that you want, simply tilt the phone back up to a straight vertical axis, and it will be selected for you. Amazing.
Yes, it is. It just shows that there's some thought put into it, and it's just one more way to access information.
Okay, let's do a short demonstration of the application. I just want people to hear what it sounds like when it does the self-voicing, you know, when it's reading the menu items, just to kind of give people an idea of what they can look forward to.
Well, let's go into groceries.
Okay.
Groceries is a little more innocent. I probably shouldn't share with you all my work notes. This is for real. I really use it.
I know. Okay, go for it.
Okay, anyway, so I double tap. Okay, I'm in a sub list because that's my Aldi's list. Let's see what I want to get at Aldi's. Double tap.
Check.
I want to get some meatballs. Next one.
Or chimichangas.
Burritos and chimichangas.
That's great. Now, I want you to go ahead and add one for us. I just want to see you add something to the list.
So if I want to do recording, I want to add something to my list. I actually do tilt.
Editing on.
It said
burritos or chimichangas.
And it said editing on, and then it said insert, and then it read the last message I happened to be on, which I usually, I'm already busy by that point ignoring it. So I'm on the insert button. So that's what it said. It said editing on, and then voiceover said insert. I tap insert.
Record button.
I'm already on record. I hit that.
Pause.
And now I'm recording a grocery item. And then after I've been...
grocery, back button.
And then it played back for me what I just said. But it was muted because voiceover was talking. When I ended the recording, I used the backup gesture, which is like the two fingers on the screen zigzag. I could have just tilted left. It would have done
that would have ended the recording just as well.
The scrub. I think I call it the scrub gesture. You can use that, or you can just tilt the phone, you say, to the left to end the recording?
Yes. And I love using the scrub on this. It works very well in this application. It's silent, so it never catches on the recording, and it's very, very, very quick.
You know, Eric, clearly you're an expert on this application, and as such, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people who want to contact you just to get some advice on how to use List Recorder. Would you mind giving out an email address?
That would be fine. My direct email is ECARON and the character 1 at comcast.net.
Okay, and for a lot of us who can't, you know, he's in E and it's C as in Charlie, because his last name is Karen. C as in Charlie, A-R-O-N as in Nancy. I'm one of those people, Eric, where I can't make out the difference between P's, T's, B's, V's. They all sound the same. So, but I got you, man. It's eKaren1 at comcast.net, right?
Yes.
Great. The name of the developer is Custom Technology Incorporated. The website for List Recorder is not listrecorder.com, but rather sixthmode.com. That's S-I-X-T-H, like the number six, but it's spelled out, okay? And you must put the www in. So www.sixthmode, that's S-I-X-T-H-M-O-D-E.com.
Eric, thank you very much for being here, my friend. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Mark.
On behalf of Custom Technology, Inc., this is Mark Taylor reminding you to make a joyful noise. We'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.